If you have your Bibles, I'll be reading out of Ruth chapter number one. Ruth chapter number one. I want to say I'm thankful for the preaching I've already heard. The singing has blessed my heart tremendously. But I look outside and it's a little cloudy. But there's something that's a shining in my soul. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm grateful. I'm just going to read three verses this morning, different places. Verse number one says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons." Flip over to verse number 21. Naomi says, "I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call you me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Verse 1 of chapter 2. "And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz." And when you come to this remarkable romance of a book called Ruth, we see that the setting is given to us here in verse number one. And they taught me in school that I could never really understand what a story or what a book was trying to say unless I had a proper understanding of the setting, the time, the place, those involved. I had to have a good grasp on that to really understand what was being said. And before I go any further, I just want to define just a couple words found here in verse number one. We see that there was a man from Bethlehem, Judah. That word Bethlehem, or that place Bethlehem, means the house of bread. Then you have Judah. Judah means praise. And you put those two words together and you come up with a house of bread and praise. And I don't find any clearer picture this morning than the house of God than that. For I am a candidate this morning of anywhere where the bread of the Word of God is preached and the saints of God are met together to worship a risen Savior. But there's also another place here in our text, the place of Moab. This place where the descendants of Lot, a relationship between him and his eldest daughter, pictures a place that a child of God should never be, a place where a child of God should never desire to be. And there's only two places that are represented here this morning, signifying to you and I that you're either in or you're out. There is no straddling the fences this morning with God, and there is no straddling the fences with God's house this morning. And I do believe that it's absolutely impossible for anybody to be right with God and not be right with the house of God, to be right with the local assembly of God. And I do not believe that it is possible for any able-bodied Christian to be right with God and not be right with the house of God. But not only do we see the place, but we see the time. It says that it was in the days when the judges ruled. And you can read your Bible and you can see that was a time when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There was no king in Israel. It was a time when wickedness ran rampant during that day. It was a time when things were unstable politically. They were unstable spiritually. And you read the book of Judges and you feel that. You get that tone. You get that inconsistency. The Bible says in the days of Shamgar, they had to walk by byways. They couldn't walk in the highways. They had to travel other areas, and they lived day by day and moment by moment. But when you flip over to the book of Ruth, I'm glad you don't get that type of feeling. You don't get that kind of inconsistency. Simply saying this morning, regardless how bad things may be outside the church walls, I'm glad there's a place in Bethlehem, Judah, where you can get help for your life. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God there's been times in my life when I needed help, and I got it at God's help. Woo! Bless His name. Bless His name. Thank God. I'm glad I'm in church this morning. I'm glad I'm at the house of bread and praise. But we know what Naomi and Elimelech does. They leave. They forsake this place called the house of bread and praise. The Bible says that there's a famine. Says there's a famine in Bethlehem, Judah. And I thought, dear God, I'm going to preach on the house of God. In verse 1, it says there's a famine. But I cannot make the Bible fit my preaching. I have to make my preaching fit the Bible. Or else it's not preaching. But it says there's a famine. Best I can tell, times were tough. Times were hard. Things wasn't the way Naomi and Elimelech wanted them to be. Wasn't the way they once was. But hear me this morning. Out of the very mouth of Naomi, she says, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Simply saying that though there was a famine, though things weren't good, though they wasn't the way I wanted them to be, she said, I still went out full and I had everything that I needed to have, regardless how hard they were or how bad the times was. She said, I left out full and the Lord had brought me home again empty. Bible says later on, when they came back, they ran into a person by the name of Boaz. He wasn't found in Bethlehem and Moab, but he is found in Bethlehem, Judah. And thank God I'm not looking for Boaz this morning, but I am looking for my kinsman redeemer. And I'm glad that I'm in a good place where I can run into him. And thank God he can give me what I need. Thank God.